With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. military has struck targets on Karg Island, Iran's key oil export facility.
The strikes against the important oil hub came hours ahead of President Trump's deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. In a morning social media post, he said that a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again, if Iran did not make a deal by 8 p.m. Washington time this evening.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the Iranian president, is calling on Iranians to link arms in human chains surrounding power plants. That is a response to President Trump's threat to bomb Iranian infrastructure, including power plants. Tehran has been pounded with more airstrikes with deadly effect. Iran fired on Israel and Saudi Arabia, prompting the temporary closure of a major bridge. They've done it. The Artemis II astronauts have traveled deeper into space than any humans have ever before. They've gone around the far side of the moon. Artemis commander Reid Wiseman says a view from up there is simply spectacular.
The moon is about 3 to 4 times the size of the Earth, and it is almost full, and the Earth is just a small crescent out there. It's magnificent. I got a picture of it with the wide lens. Such a majestic view out here.
The astronauts, now homeward bound, due back on Friday, splashdown off San Diego. There's been a massive explosion at the Bridge of the Americas over the Panama Canal. Apparently an accident involving a fuel tank storage facility. At least one person was killed, an unknown number injured. As of now, foul play is not suspected. And gas prices continue to climb. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular, $4.14. On Wall Street, the Dow down 355 points. This is SRN News. Views on morality have a lot to do with age.
A new study from the Pew Research Center finds that young Americans and old Americans see right and wrong very differently. For instance, on the question of viewing pornography, less than half of young people think that's morally wrong, while over two-thirds of seniors do. When it comes to homosexuality, 30% of 18 to 29-year-olds say that lifestyle is immoral versus 46% of people who are 65 and up. Michael Harrington reporting.
Hezbollah's fight with Israel is displacing Christians in Lebanon. Thousands of them now find themselves far from their ancestral churches, where Christians have maintained a strong presence through centuries of Byzantine, Arab, and Ottoman conquest, as well as plenty of 20th century crises. Believers estimated to make up roughly a third of Lebanon's population. The population totals about 5.5 million people. This is SRN News. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon warns a resilient U.S. economy could face renewed inflation pressures if the war in Iran disrupts global energy markets. In his annual shareholder letter, Dimon describes inflation as a potential skunk at the party this year. Now, you talk about your childhood wishes.
It was raining marshmallows at two parks as youngsters grabbed the sweet treats being dropped from a helicopter. It was the annual marshmallow drop hosted by Wayne County Parks, and this year's event brought in hundreds of children. A passenger on board unloaded the treats, tossed out of large sacks onto the grass below. At each location, the helicopter made three passes, dropping marshmallows for kids in different age categories. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.